Good morning. So I think most of us here are pretty familiar with the gospel of the woman at the well. And I expect that many of us here have also watched today's gospel being depicted in the Chosen series. If so, both the scriptural account and the movie series has created certain impressions in our mind. But there is a background story. It's one that's not often mentioned, and many people don't even know it. There is a historical dynamic that can give us a deeper understanding into our Lord's words. So it's well known that the Jewish people and the Samaritans did not get along with each other. What many don't know is the reason why. So there were originally 12 tribes of Israel. The 10 northern tribes broke away from the Davidic kingdom about 900 years before Jesus. And they were subsequently conquered by the Assyrian Empire. And what the Assyrians would do when they conquer a land would expel many of the people. And so they expelled many of the Jewish people. And then they resettled the land with people from 5 different nations. And the Jewish people that remained, they intermarried with the foreigners. And over time, they began to worship their pagan idols, along with worshiping the God of Israel. And this was the cause, the major cause of their division. It became a major obstacle between the Jews and the Samaritans. Now, when Jesus mentions that the woman at the well had 5 husbands, he's not just talking about her personal history. He's also speaking about the history of the Samaritan people. In the book of the prophet Jeremiah, God refers to himself as the husband of the people of Israel. He references the breach of the covenant with the Jewish forefathers, saying, "My covenant, which they broke, though I was their husband." So God refers to the broken covenant as being like an estrangement of a husband with his spouse. So Jesus uses that reference to describe the idols of the Samaritans as being false gods, as being substitute husbands. And so when Jesus says to the woman, "The one you have now with you is not your husband," now he's not just speaking about her cohabitation, but he's revealing to her the truth of who he is. And when she affirms her belief in the coming of the Messiah, he responds to her, "I am he." So the gospel tells us that, and this is before the part that was proclaimed today, that Jesus had to pass through Samaria. Well, he didn't have to pass through Samaria because there were other ways around it. But Jesus went to Samaria specifically to meet that woman at that well on that day, because he intended to release her from all that held her bound so that she might become for him his disciple, an evangelist to her community. Now, when I read sacred scripture, I will often imagine myself being somewhat or semi-involved in the scene, really as an onlooker. And this is a recognized method for entering into the scripture for a more personal experience. So I would like to share with you what I imagined about the woman at the well before and after encountering Jesus. So I imagine seeing the woman walking out of the town, and as she gets to the edge of town, she sees Satan glaring at her, pleased with the burden of her struggle, pleased with the suffering she has to endure and especially pleased with her hopelessness. And then she meets Jesus at the well. And perhaps for the first time, she feels totally accepted. She feels totally loved, just as she is in that moment. And she's transformed. And the woman who ran back into town is not the same woman who walked to the well. And I imagined her running back into town and running right past Satan, not even giving him a look, and him realizing that he had just lost another soul to the saving love of Jesus. Now, I know that the scripture doesn't say anything about Satan in this particular passage. But without a doubt, the conversion and the healing of that woman at the well was a resounding defeat of Satan's desire for the loss of her soul. If you saw Chosen, that particular scene, I think you would have to say they did an excellent job of depicting the change that comes over that woman as she comes to understand. And then she comes to believe that Jesus is the Christ, that Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus's word, his words of life, transform her. And suddenly the weight and the shame of her past is radically lifted from her soul. So this woman who was shunned by the people in her town, a woman who avoided communication and contact with others, races to town. She's renewed and she proclaims to those same people that Jesus is the one, that Jesus is the Christ. This woman who struggled in her walk to the well in the heat of the day was changed. And what changed her was her encounter with Jesus. Now, the turning point in her conversion was her willingness to engage in the conversation, to allow Jesus to have access to the depth of her heart, and then to believe that his words were not only true, but that they were words of everlasting life. So we gather at this well every Sunday, and it's here that we meet Jesus. Now, we are both body and soul. Our human thirst reminds us as a sort of outward sign of our divine longing. Jesus is who he claims to be. That has to change how we live our life. The world around us won't change if the person inside us remains the same. Peter, James, and John were persecuted after their encounter with the transfigured Jesus. The woman at the well still had to go to gather water. And we too, after having received Jesus in the Eucharist today, will still have our own struggles. Regardless of that, the glory of God and the grace of the Holy Spirit must continue to compel us to proclaim that Jesus is the Christ, that Jesus is our Savior. And like the woman at the well, our encountering Jesus is an invitation to be his disciple, to be an evangelist in our own community. But before that can happen, I believe that we need to ask ourselves, in what way am I sort of living a Samaritan lifestyle? I mean, do I profess my belief and faith in God and yet at times entertain earthly idols? Now, only you and I can answer that for ourselves. But what is absolutely and unmistakably clear is that Jesus meets us at the well that we are at. And he personally invites us to allow him to quench our eternal thirst.